Rays of light in a long-running trade dispute between Europe and the U.S. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The European Union and the U.K. today have welcomed a decision from the U.S. not to raise tariffs on $7.5 billion worth of goods in a 16-year disagreement over subsidies for Airbus and Boeing. The decision comes weeks after Airbus said it would alter some of its deals at the heart of the dispute, including increasing interest rates on loans with France and Spain. EU officials have called for an end to what it calls unjustified tariffs, which have not just affected European companies, but also resulted in higher prices for American buyers. The BBC's Andrew Black explains the latest decision from the U.S. is a win for some, but not for all.
Shortbread is one of the winners, which is actually quite a high-profile industry in Scotland and elsewhere. But there are concerns about other areas still. The problem that the UK government faces is they've got this big deadline approaching where they need to get a new trade deal done with the US. And that is a direct result of the UK leaving the EU. And that is what the UK government is actually banking on, that because this plain tariff route is an EU one and that the UK has left the EU, then the focus will then shift a bit. Greg Hands, International Trade Minister, who was speaking on the BBC Good Morning Scotland programme today, really had to reassure people that actually, despite this tariff row, they're still working very hard to get the overall US trade deal done in time.
We've had three rounds of talks with the United States. That continues to progress well. We've exchanged text on a whole number of areas, and there's good progress being made. But look, it will take a bit of time. And we're in negotiations for further trade deals with both the European Union and the United States as we speak.
So that's Greg Hands there. Now, Andrew, obviously not good news for everyone here. Tariffs have been increased on products like French and German jam, and the Scotch whiskey industry has said tariffs that have been maintained on its products are causing even more uncertainty for a key Scottish industry.
This is an industry that employs 11,000 people in high-value jobs, and they're pretty disappointed with this decision. Scotch whiskey sector exports in the US have fallen by a third since this tariff came into effect, and that the industry thinks that's cost them about £300 million. And it is the small distilleries that are particularly vulnerable here. And it's not just the distilleries, all the supply chain companies, farms across Scotland who supply raw ingredients to help make whiskey, they're going to be hit as well. The Scotch whiskey industry is now calling on the UK government to take the lead on having talks directly with the US on resolving this EU row, given that Scotch is a world famous industry and the US is a massive, massive export market for them. I think the pressure is now really growing on the UK government to try and get something done about this in the next few months.
The BBC's Andrew Black in Glasgow. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Victoria.
Well, checking financial markets now, shares of Airbus are down just more than 1% this morning in Paris after that U.S. decision to maintain 15% tariffs on planes. More broadly, European benchmarks are lower as investors continue to watch for developments on another round of aid to help the U.S. economy weather the coronavirus crisis. The Stock 600 index is down about 0.25%. Stocks across Asia were higher following on gains in yesterday's U.S. session, which left the S&P 500 just shy of a record closing high. To Bolivia now, where the world's biggest lithium deposits lie buried under pristine salt flats. Because lithium is used in electric car batteries, it's worth billions of dollars to a world rushing to reduce reliance on carbon. But will the Bolivian people be the ones who benefit or profit from the natural resource? The BBC's Ed Butler investigates.
Bolivia's lithium deposits may be essential for the new generation of batteries we all need, and therefore they're hugely attractive for foreign investors. Wolfgang Schmutz is the founder and president of the ACI Group, a German clean energy company which won the contract to run a joint venture last year to start extracting lithium from the Salar de Uyuni.
Around 15 to 20% of the lithium will stay in Bolivia. Roughly 80% was scheduled to go to Germany because the large demand for batteries and so on is really Europe. Everybody is more or less ready to go ahead to develop this lithium source together for the success of both partners.
Or at least, they were ready to go ahead. Then this happened. After nearly 14 years in power, mass protests forced the socialist president, Evo Morales, to step down and flee the country back in November, amid allegations that his party had attempted to steal re-election. The results were annulled and new elections have been scheduled for September. Unfortunately for Wolfgang Schmutz, that means the contract he signed with the Morales government has been annulled.
I think with a new government, which is hopefully democratic elected, we can negotiate to make it more favourable for the people.
And the residents of the local community argue the country wasn't receiving enough royalties. Gunnar Valder is the head of the state lithium mining company in Bolivia. He'll play a role in determining where the lithium goes. He acknowledges the concerns of local people, but says Bolivia will need a foreign partner and can learn from a failed experiment under Evo Morales, trying to extract lithium on its own.
In his administration, there were interesting things, such as the plan to produce our own technology using Bolivian technicians who trained abroad. But these efforts took a long time and achieved pretty unsatisfactory results.
And there are also environmental concerns around extracting lithium, as Daniela Sanchez, a sustainable energy expert at the University of Cambridge, explains.
The Unisulfate is so much more than just lithium. It is a natural wonder. It's at the core element of tourism. So environmental sustainability should be at the highest priority in mining of lithium.
So Bolivia still has a long way to go before its people will benefit from the country's lithium reserves. I'm the BBC's Ed Butler for Marketplace.
Finally, novels written by women but published under male pen names throughout history are now being re-released using the author's actual names. It's part of a campaign called Reclaim Her Name to mark the 25th anniversary of the UK's Women's Prize for Fiction. The full 25-book collection is free to download in ebook form, and physical box sets will be donated to libraries across the country. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.